This is Holding On Anyway. A space for the heavy days, the quiet ones, and the ones that don't make any sense. I'm really glad you're here.
This is just my story, not therapy advice. If you're hurting, please reach out. The links are below.
This is episode 5, Small Things That Keep You Alive. Some days, the only thing that kept me going was something small. Maybe a song I heard, something I read, or maybe something I overheard at a coffee shop. Could be a soft breeze coming through the window, the waves at sunset, half a cup of coffee going cold on the counter. Nothing heroic, not a big breakthrough moment, just ordinary. But somehow, the small things were enough. When the depression got really deep, when everything felt like a dull, gray ache for weeks and months, and the idea of surviving the whole day felt like too much, I stopped trying to survive the day. I just focused on the next few minutes. I'd find myself walking into the kitchen, still wrapped in a blanket, turn on the kettle like it was the only thing I knew how to do. And just to watch the steam rise. Sometimes that was the whole plan for my day. Moving my body, watching steam, drinking tea. And honestly, sometimes it was enough. There's this mythology we're told that surviving means fighting hard, means climbing out, means fixing ourselves. But the truth, sometimes surviving means staying exactly where you are. Not moving, not speaking, just not disappearing. A hot shower, a soft blanket, the sound of rain, a light left on by somebody who didn't know you needed it. Tiny things, small mercies, fleeting comforts. These aren't solutions, but they're proof. Proof that you can still be aware and that you can still feel something. I used to be ashamed that I needed those things. I mean, who survives on a YouTube video and a piece of chocolate, right?
But now I think those things are resilience, not the kind they put on posters or people ever talk about. It's the kind that looks really quiet, possibly boring, but real. Especially when everything else feels absolutely impossible. If you've ever found yourself in that place, clinging to something small because it's all you had, I want you to know I see you, and I know those kind of things and that kind of survival matters. You matter. Even if all you did today was keep breathing, especially if that's all you did. Be well. Stay one more day. This is Holding On Anyway.
Thank you for being here, dear listener. If this episode struck a chord or stayed with you, helped you feel a little less alone, or brought you closer to someone you care about, please consider liking, subscribing, or sharing it with someone who might benefit. It really helps more people find these conversations. And if something in this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you in the comments. This episode was created from my own lived experience. It's not here to diagnose or treat, but to create empathy. If you're in crisis, please reach out to your local mental health services or a suicide prevention hotline. I've called the hotline myself before. They were kind, they listened, and they helped me through a tough time. That's the hope behind Holding On Anyway, to remind those struggling that you are not alone, and to help those who love them. I'm Bert, creator and producer of this series. Be well, and until next time, this was Holding On Anyway.